This is the 1998 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Levels 3 to 5 test. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished reading them, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start by reading a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there's an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I'll read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you can't work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I'll read the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. What is half of 50? What is half of 50? Now, put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Imagine two squares that are the same size. Imagine you join them together side by side. What is the name of the new shape you have made? Imagine two squares that are the same size. Imagine you join them together side by side. What is the name of the new shape you have made? Question 2. Write the number 2028 in figures. Write the number 2028 in figures. How many centimeters are there in 1 meter? How many centimeters are there in 1 meter? Question 4. Write a number that is bigger than 28.5, but less than 29. Write a number that is bigger than 28.5, but less than 29. Question 5. What is 9 multiplied by 7? What is 9 multiplied by 7? Question 6. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. What is the value of 2y? Look at the equation on your answer sheet. What is the value of 2y? Question 7. What is 732 divided by 100? What is 732 divided by 100? For the next group of questions, you'll have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 8. What is the cost of 4 birthday cards at £1.05 each? What is the cost of 4 birthday cards at £1.05 each? Question 9. Your answer sheet shows 3 scores in a darts game. What is the total score? Your answer sheet shows 3 scores in a darts game. What is the total score? Question 10. Look at the spinners on your answer sheet. Tick the spinner which is most likely to land on grey. Look at the spinners on your answer sheet. Tick the spinner which is most likely to land on grey. Question 11. Look at the equation on your answer sheet. What is the value of n? Look at the equation on your answer sheet. What is the value of n? Question 12. What number is 100 less than 8,000? Write your answer in figures. What number is 100 less than 8,000? Write your answer in figures. Question 13. The pie chart on your answer sheet shows how a group of pupils travel to school. Approximately what percentage of these pupils cycle to school? The pie chart on your answer sheet shows how a group of pupils travel to school. Approximately what percentage of these pupils cycle to school? Question 14. Look at the squares on your answer sheet. How many small squares will fit inside the larger square? Look at the squares on your answer sheet. How many small squares will fit inside the larger square? Question 15. A jacket costs £52. In a sale, the price is £19 less. What is the sale price? A jacket costs £52. In a sale, the price is £19 less. What is the sale price? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 16. A pen costs £3.49. I buy 2 pens. How much change do I get from £10? A pen costs £10. Question 17. How many hours is 300 minutes? How many hours is 300 minutes? Question 18. Subtract 20 from 8. Subtract 20 from 8. Question 19. The perimeter of an equilateral triangle is 30 centimetres. What is the length of each side? The perimeter of an equilateral triangle is 30 centimetres. What is the length of each side? Question 20. A famous author lived in a house from 1887 to 1920. For how long did she live there? A famous author lived in a house from 1887 to 1920. For how long did she live there? Question 21. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Work out the answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Work out the answer. Question 22. Look at the measurements on your answer sheet. Which one is about the same length as 5 miles? Circle your answer. Look at the measurements on your answer sheet. Which one is about the same length as 5 miles? Circle your answer. Question 23. A skirt cost £30. The price went up by 10%. What is the new price? A skirt cost £30. The price went up by 10%. What is the new price? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 24. One of the shapes on your answer sheet has no lines of symmetry. Put a tick inside this shape. One of the shapes on your answer sheet has no lines of symmetry. Put a tick inside this shape. Question 25. Look at the timetable on your answer sheet. How long does the journey take from Tarn to Barham? Look at the timetable on your answer sheet. How long does the journey take from Tarn to Barham? Question 26. Imagine a square cut out of paper. Put a ring around two shapes you could make by folding the square in half. Imagine a square paper. put a ring around two shapes you could make by folding the half. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Put a circle around the smallest number. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Put a circle around the smallest number. Question 28. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 144 divided by 6. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 144 divided by 6. Question 29. Imagine a solid cone standing on its circular base. Cut the cone in half from top to bottom. What is the shape of the vertical face made by the cut? Imagine a solid cone standing on its circular base. Cut the cone in half from top to bottom. What is the shape of the vertical face made by the cut? Question 30. What is the next prime number after 23? What is the next prime number after 23? Put your pens down. The test is finished.